I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory.
So the end of time, part two, the Doctor is in outer space on a Vinvoci starship, and he is, you know, he's turned off all the lights. Everything's kind of stopped. The Vinvoci woman, who has been expecting, you know, missiles to come at them because the Doctor threatened her with them. Well, he didn't threaten her. He said the Master's got them all on Earth and he's everyone, so he can just send them. And she's like, there's no missiles. And the Vinvoci guy's like, well, everything's dead except auxiliary lighting. He goes, that's all we've got. Otherwise, it would be pitch black because they're in outer space. And he says, we're just stuck in orbit. And Wilf's like, come on, Doctor, you've got a plan, a trick up your sleeve, a bit of the old Doctor flim flam. And the Doctor's just impassive, like his face doesn't change. And Wilf's like, oh, blimey. And then there's sad music as the dead spaceship floats above the Earth and the sun sets behind it. And in the room with Sparky Arch and the glass dome, night has fallen. The Master says out loud, because I don't think they could bother changing the lighting state. And he says, are we ready? And the other says, every one of us. And so they're all listening to the drum beats in their head, concentrating, finding the signal, like every single master all around the world. And he's like, the sound is tangible. Someone designed it. But who? The Time Lord President is told that the signal has been sent. It's a simple task of four beats transmitting back through time, implanted in the Master's mind as a child. But it's a thought only. And the President's like, oh, we need to make it tangible. The muttering soothsayer with the bramble face tat says, shiny star falling, burning. And the President stands up and he takes like a little diamond from the end of his scepter. He's got this great big scepter with like the bulbous bits on it, which I thought is what he would use to shoot people, but instead he's been using his gauntlet. Anyway, he takes a diamond off the end of his scepter and throws it into the hologram of Earth. The Doctor is fiddling about with some cables on the spaceship, trying to repair things, and looks out the window and sees something falling toward Earth, like a meteor kind of thing. And the Master realizes something is coming from the sky, and he's like, get out there and find it. I mean, he is already out there. He's all the people. So there's a huge crater. Obviously, this thing has crashed to Earth and made a massive crater. There's fire in it. The masked Master guards drive up and retrieve the diamond from the hole. And he's like, oh, my God, it's the most impossible diamond, a white point star. Now, the original Master, the one who keeps turning into a skeleton, does so again and then starts laughing maniacally. Wilf is wandering around the pipey corridors calling out for the Doctor. He's like, is that you? It's very creepy. It looks a bit like Ridley Scott's Alien. You know how that's kind of got a very industrial plumbing-y feel to it? Some of the scenes. All the scenes with, like, Yaphet Kotto and Harry Dean Stanton, they all seem to be wandering around, you know, pipey bits. It was one of my favourite movies when I was a kid. I mean, I shouldn't have been watching it when I was a kid. It's terrifying. But someone bought me this book. It was like a photo book, and it was just the whole movie, like just screenshots of the entire film, and you could just read the film in screenshots. It was amazing. So, you know, when I finally saw it for the first time, it wasn't as terrifying as I thought it would be because I had read it in slow motion, essentially. Anyway, Wolf's wandering around all these pipey bits, and Claire Bloom is there. Just so many great actors. Oh, by the way, speaking of Claire Bloom, have you ever seen her in The Haunting? It's amazing. It's a Robert Wise film. It's so good. And Julie Harris and, you know, there's some men in it. Wilf is kind of like freaked out because there's Claire Bloom just out of nowhere. And she says events are closing. The day is almost upon them. And she asks if he took arms and he shows her the gun. And she says it's the Doctor's final battle. He must stand at arms or lose himself and all this world. Wilf points out that the Doctor doesn't carry guns and then asks who she is. And she says she was lost very long ago. Wilf looks at his service revolver and then he looks up and she's gone. The Doctor is wiring something up when Wilf arrives. He says he's trying to fix the heating. And Wilf has always dreamed of the view like this of the Earth from space. And then he points out to the Doctor, it's dawn. And he goes, oh, my wife's buried down there. And he goes, I might never visit her again. And then he asks if the Master changed them as well in their graves. Oh, that is creepy and makes me think of the poor, oh my God, poor Cyberman Brigadier. And the Doctor just says, sorry. And Wilf points and says, points to Palestine and says, I was there in 1948, bullets flying, which was, yeah, just after the war when they were just before they set up Israel as a somewhere of its own thing, and England left, and it was, yeah, lots of horrible, horrible, you know, conflict. Wilf says, oh, you know, you don't want to hear this. It's an old man's war tale. And the Doctor says, I'm older than you. I'm 906. And Wilf is like, what? We must look like insects to you. And the Doctor's like, no, you look like giants. Wilf gives the Doctor the revolver, but he won't take it. And the Doctor says, you had that gun in the mansion. You could have shot the Master there and then. And then at that point, the Doctor says, I would be proud if you were my dad. Oh, this is such a sweet scene. I have to admit that when I was watching this, I got a little bit choked up. And Wilf says, you know, you were told he will knock four times and you will die. And Wilf's like, well, it must be that noise in his head. He's going to kill you. And so he hands the gun over and says, why don't you kill him first? And the Doctor's like, no, that's how the Master started. And the Doctor says, sadly, I have taken lives, but I got worse. I got clever. I manipulated people into taking their own. Ooh. And then he says, I think Time Lords can live too long and he can't take the gun. And Wilf's like, what happens to all those people on Earth if the Master dies? And the Doctor says, well, the template snaps, so they all go back to being human. And Wilf's like, don't you dare put him before them. And then he starts crying and says, you're the most wonderful man. I don't want you to die. And then the Doctor starts to cry a bit. And I'm crying. This is a lot. The music's swelling. Murray Gold's making all of us cry. It's really full on. All right. I think that's I'm going to have to finish this off next week. Oh, my God. I mean, there's a lot to come. I really have got barely any way into the episode. So how are you feeling about it? Are you, like me, having an emotion? Oh, it's quite an emotional moment. The music really does sell it. I mean, also, Bernard Cribbins and David Tennant just giving everything in this scene. Like, I know the Doctor had like a little cry in the last episode, and I kind of, you know, because you know he's coming to the end of his time playing the role. So there's also that feeding into David Tennant's performance. Like, you know, has he made a bad decision about leaving the show? I mean, obviously, he must have thought it was a bad decision because he came back. But also, you know, it's like this scene just, oh, it got me going. Before I go, there is a beautiful message on one of last week's Patreon theory. So on Patreon, you get the entire week's worth of theories all in one great big slab. And Squally says, this is about David Tennant coming back. I think David coming back at the Doctor is a very rare gift, a deep knowing thing. For those of us that loved the 10th Doctor, we now get a final moment after the grief of forever losing him. Who gets that? One more moment with somebody who matters. We're kind of getting it twice by having Wilf returned, R.I.P. Bernard, and perhaps a third time if Donna gets back her memories. It makes me think of the ones we love who will never remember their lives, forgetting loved ones. Yes, it's a very rare gift indeed, a deep healing thing. I love Doctor Who for hearts. Oh, that is very, very sweet. Yeah, there is something kind of lovely about David Tennant coming back and giving us maybe a bit of closure, because I still kind of, there are parts of this end of time two-parter that I'm not fine with, that kind of leave me cold. But this scene that I've just been through with Bernard Cribbins and David Tennant, that's some good stuff. All right, we'll finish this off next week here in Adam Richard Has a Theory. Email me, theory@adamrichard.com.au.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.